You ready?
I want to fucking burn this podcast to the ground.
Let's do that.
Hambone.
That sounds great. Hey, welcome back to Hambone and the Guy. I'm the guy. With me, as always, is Hambone.
Hambone.
I'm the guy.
Sorry, it's been a couple weeks off. You think we'll ever do this again?
Probably not.
Nope. Oh, sorry. Hold on. We have been searching for a new home, but it's hard to find one out there with the number of felonies on this guy's rap sheet.
Hambone.
That being said, we are proud to join the team here at KORN Corn Radio. I'm trying to feel out our new boss, Jonathan. He keeps freaking me out. Listen to this voicemail he left me.
Go!
What the fuck am I supposed to do with that, you know? He also keeps asking me if I want to go for a ride in Ted Bundy's car. Like, why don't you leave me alone?
Was your interview process weird? Mine was. He kept asking me if all day I dreamed about sex.
I don't know. He mostly just said things like,
"So, boy, something I'm numbing out of."
He just kept saying that, and I was like, sir, I don't know how you want me
to
read.
Can you not translate that?
I don't know.
That was part of the interview process, too. It was corn translations.
I actually...
He's actually right there. He's
so boy, something I'm numbing out of.
I actually applied for a real job, and they made me take a test because it was a gigantic corporation, and then they sent me an email today saying, you didn't do well enough on the test. So I guess it's just...
I guess you won't be going to Corn University.
Yeah. That's all right, though, because I have a very profitable endeavor right here on Hambone and the Guy, so I guess we might as well just get the show started, huh? Okay. How about this wave of sushi terrorism that is gripping Japan?
And listen, gang, we're not talking about Pearl Harbor. We're
Hambone.
I mean,
that's literally the only thing I wanted to say. We can move on.
Oh, okay.
That's it. I just wanted you to say sushi terrorism, and then I would say, we're not talking about Pearl Harbor, folks.
Hambone.
The end.
That's pretty nice.
Move on.
Next
topic.
I wrote a lot.
That's it.
I wrote like...
Nope. We're done.
There's the whole thing.
Next topic. Move on. Hey, man.
Go!
Next topic. Go.
My things are...
This podcast is going to be 5 minutes.
Good.
Go.
I really wrote some really killer stuff here, man. I guess people are upset.
Give me the hit.
People are upset because there's these viral videos of teenagers. They're in there. They're messing with the food on these conveyor belt sushi places. Okay. One of them, the teenager, he was licking the teacup and the soy sauce, putting it back. Another one, he licked his fingers and then he rubbed it on the sushi.
Yeah, and then he made people smell it.
Well,
and then he went, hey man, fucking check it out, brother.
You think you could ever pull off such a sinister prank, or would you just end up eating the sushi whole like a whale shark? You
know, I don't eat sushi. It's healthy.
It is. It says most of the outrage.
So, boy, something I'm numbing out of. Go.
Next topic.
Most of the outrage is reserved from the company with high standards of hygiene. According to Twitter, they said, this is sickening. I can't go to conveyor belt sushi restaurants anymore. Which is funny because you're not allowed to go to conveyor belt sushi restaurants anymore because you kept thinking that the conveyor belt was a tiny airport and you were looking for your little dollhouse luggage. You know what I'm saying? Remember when you did that? When we went to Japan for some fucking shore leave. You remember when we did that?
Hey, dude, we're not allowed in Japan. You know that.
It's true. Let's see. The main sushi restaurant, Sushiro.
It's because last time we were in Japan, you kept being like, hey, is this where they make the fucking fortunes?
Traditional Japanese fortune cookies. Anyway, the creator of the viral video, he did apologize.
You also kept putting your underwear in the buying a panties machine.
Yeah. I thought it was like a reverse vending machine. You know,
I thought
when
it was like give a penny, take a penny. I thought that's what it was like.
Yeah. I thought it was a culture of honor. And I was trying to respect them. Wow.
Man, hey, you know in Japan guys with bigger bellies are respected?
Yes, I believe that's the home of sumo wrestling. Do you think you could do well over there?
Just wanted to say that.
Oh, well, that's nice.
Just wanted to bring up that fact and have a joke about it.
Well, I love culture.
Ham bone.
It's actually a lot of news from all over the world this week.
Yep.
Yeah. You remember studying ancient Rome?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, like that movie 300?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Gladiator.
Sparta.
Yep.
Yep.
That's a different place. But yeah. That's Persians, I believe. No, they were fighting Persians.
No, we were fighting Persians in fucking Operation Desert Storm. And let me tell you something, brother. I got some opinions on that, and they are not savory. Now, in ancient Rome.
Black Hawk Down, more like Black Hawk Frown. Am I right?
Hambo.
Hey, speaking of black cocks, how about this wooden object?
That's also Somalia. It's yeah. Not even.
Listen, we've seen the world, okay?
Yeah.
We know a lot of things. Speaking of black cocks, though, do you see this 2,000-year-old object that they found at a Roman fort that they're starting to think a little
yeah.
something different about?
Yeah, it was a Roman dildo.
Allegedly. It was originally discovered in 1992, and it was speculated to be either a penis-shaped pestle for like a mortar and pestle, or it could have been a feature of a statue that people touched for good luck. Or they think it may have been some sort of wooden sex toy. Now, what's going on here? What is Gen Z finally infiltrating the archaeology world, and they're just bringing their sick smartphone pornography fucking melted minds? Is this what's going on?
Roman dildo. I thought that's what we called Mussolini.
Ham bone.
I got a lot of good World War II jokes today.
Yeah, this is actually kind of turned into our own version of hardcore history.
Roman dildo. Isn't that what we call the Pope?
Ham bone.
Roman dildo is actually a sex move where you get stabbed in the back 57 times.
Ham bone.
I think that's all I had.
Yeah. My tank is empty on that. I
know it'll fill your tank.
What the fuck? It says it's now being referred to as the Vindolanda phallus, and it's about 16 centimeters long, but researchers say it was probably larger because archaeological wood is prone to shrinkage and warping.
Yeah, classic story, you know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm sorry, my penis is usually much bigger, but I left it in the dirt.
Yeah, that episode of Seinfeld, they're just remaking it. Yeah. It's like, it was in the dirt!
Exactly. It writes itself.
It was in the dirt, Jerry!
It does write itself. Wow. I feel like I'm learning so much this episode.
Boy, some things ain't boy!
Man, I feel like this show might be a little bit off the rails.
Fuck you. No, fuck you.
It's a little off the tracks.
Hey, you know what's not funny, dude?
What's that?
You know what's not funny is that Ohio is in danger.
It is.
I have to pretend to be affected by the fact that we can't drink water.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like people are like, oh, Blake, what are you drinking? I'm like, I have to drink water from the dew of a mountain. I have to.
Hambone.
I have to.
That's healthy.
They're like, oh, how are you showering? I'm like, I don't know how I'm getting through it.
Yeah.
They're like, Blake, what are you brushing your teeth with? I'm like, thank God I can still floss. That's pretty good.
Yeah,
that's
that
a pretty
really
good,
good
for
yeah.
a fucking riff, dude.
Ham bones.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah. Daddy wrote a new bit.
Hey, do you know the area that this train derailed in?
East Palestine.
That's interesting, because I've started hearing a few people this week put like some reverse stank on it. I've heard people start calling it East Palestine, and it's like, don't... Don't try to back down from that one. Don't try to back down from the fact that there's a town in Ohio called East Palestine.
Isn't it funny, though, also? Well, there's also a town called Lebanon.
It's a town called Lebanon. There's a Baghdad, Kentucky.
Oh,
there's a lot of there's a lot of great spots in this part of the country. It's really nice.
Yeah, I heard when you go and perform in Baghdad, Kentucky, it's bombs over Baghdad.
Oh,
Hambone.
Boy, something I'm numbing out.
I'm not allowed to perform there.
Why? Because of what you did in actual Baghdad?
No.
Because of all those fucking boys you fucked
Shut
in Baghdad.
Up. That's not true.
That is
Shut
true.
Up.
That is
That's
true. That is
true.
Fact. Everything I've said on the show is a fact from here on out.
Yeah, from this point. Everything before it was
Yeah, and right now I'm going to say it. Yeah. Giles fucked boys in Baghdad.
That's not true.
Yeah. Boys in Baghdad was his actual version, but he put out before Outkast put bombs over Baghdad out.
I was a child.
Boys in Baghdad.
That's not.
Boys in Baghdad. It was more like a B-52 kind of thing.
Yeah. I was there. With
boys in the Baghdad.
And
boys in the Baghdad.
I sounded like both the woman and the effeminate man in the band.
If you see a painted sign on the side of the road, it's 15 miles to the boys in Baghdad. Boys in Baghdad.
It's really, it's so frustrating because it's so rude, but it also sounds so good. I hate when talent is used against me. Hey. You want me to recycle some jokes for my talk show that was a massive failure last week?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, let's. The locals in East Palestine, Ohio, are still feeling the effects of the toxic spill that resulted from a train derailment. Said one resident, "The last time a train did this much damage to the area was when the band Train refused to play Drops of Jupiter on their 2012 tour."
Damn, dude! I heard that there was a train derailment, and I called your mom.
That's yeah.
I said, is this thing still on or what?
Shut up. An estimated 3,500 fish have been found.
Some things ain't boy.
An estimated 3,500 fish have been found dead in surrounding waters as a result of the Norfolk Southern train accident. Said one resident, the last time fish fans were this devastated was when the band refused to play the Mango song on their 2012 tour.
Hey, yeah. Man, it's almost like, God, I wish I knew somebody that worked at the EPA.
Well, you won't soon. I can assure you of that.
Everything is Giles' fault.
Shut.
Hey, did you guys fucking, isn't it funny that like everybody, when the train derailment thing happened, people were like, no one's talking about this. And then I was like, no one's talking about this. And then I was like, wait, how did I find out about this?
Good point.
I was like, what the hell?
Yeah. Do you ever think about that?
I was like, I don't fucking, nobody tells me anything.
The gears are really turning now, aren't they? I don't know.
I said, what the hell? I said, what the heck is that?
It really seems like things are getting real out there, you know? And I don't know if this helps.
I'm going to quit comedy in about 2 or 3 months. I don't really know what date yet. I haven't picked one. I don't know why I keep doing this at all. I hate it, and I hate most of the people that we know. Hey, Ian Bag, why didn't you speak to me the whole weekend we worked together? Probably because you suck fucking dick at comedy.
Was he that bad, or was he just rude to you? Actually, he wasn't even rude. He just didn't say a thing to you. And that's probably because too many people have pissed him off in the past.
I think he was bad because he was doing hacky crowd work. All he talked about was blowjobs. Literally went 30 minutes over his time on every show, asking what people liked about blowjobs, and I thought to myself, maybe it's the coming!
I bet that guy hates himself even more than we do ourselves. Probably he thinks that everyone in that room was mentally retarded.
Well, that might be a fact.
It was Lexington, Kentucky, and it was the adults that live there, not the college students. And he just talked about getting blown for 2 hours on stage. Man, that sucks. Why did we just get into flipping houses or something better? We could be on HGPV with those fucking property brothers.
HGPV. Anyways, I just wanted to tell you that here's the thing that I was going to tell you. Somebody after the show in Lexington, when I was standing outside talking to people because I wasn't allowed to stand near Ian Bag because he didn't want any competition in selling merch, but I didn't sell merch, Ian. Why can't I stand next to you, you Canadian fuck? Anyways, the thing I was going to tell you was somebody came up to me and said, your pop punk joke is your Jeff Foxworthy thing he did. You might
Here's
be a redneck. That's the thing. He told me I should keep writing those lyrics and make it my whole thing.
Do you agree?
No, wow. I don't agree. Even though I did, when I got back to my Econo Lodge hotel, I wrote about 15 more lyrics. That's what I did.
Wow, you should do something stupid on TikTok where it's just you doing those lyrics and it's in a vacuum and stupid. People might like it and then you would hate yourself a little more or less. Who cares? I'm pretty sure the only thing, do you want the Ian Bag stuff in? Because if not, then we don't have anything.
I don't care about the Ian Bag stuff because I think he's a cunt.
Nice. Thank you for tuning in to Hambone and the Guy on Korn Radio. Stay tuned for Monkey See, Monkey Do, the times and trials of James Monkey Schaefer.
Boy, something I'm numbing out.
All right.
Isn't it nice that we have to pretend? Here we go.
I don't know. It's kind of like coming back home in a way, you know? Somehow.
Yeah, got to put the mask back on. Here we go.
the fucking Joker mask, you know what I'm saying? That's actually what we should... That's probably... You keep saying that like we're missing something from the show. It's full Joker face paint.
I think, though, also, what if we just did it in, like, Slipknot masks?
I mean, why not? Like, we're not that far away from it. And then we just get the giant Dickies jumpsuits.
Maybe the fucking... Maybe...
That
this
fucker
episode
from,
should just be, what are we missing?
Well, that fucker from 2 minutes to late night, I mean, he just paints his face, and then I guess he knows some people, but other than that, I don't really know what it is.
I mean, dude, we could just, what else do you want us to do?
It's true. What do you want?
Do you want us to dress up in full Kiss face paint?
It'd be so annoying if that actually did it. And like obviously,
and every Tuesday we had to fucking...
Oh, my fucking God. I'm just sitting there with just a can of Krylon just spraying your fucking... Your wife is pissed off because you keep destroying the pillowcases.
Fucking show up at my fucking shitty job the next day. Yeah. I've got fucking Gene Simmons.
Residue.
Sorry. It's like 6:30 in the morning. The truck order's here. The guy walks in. He's like, hey, where do you want me to put the crackers? I'm like, I don't know, man. I just got here.
Yeah.
Sorry, I had a rough night. I had a rough night doing my podcast.
I don't want to cry on the show yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. You ready?
I want to fucking burn this podcast to the ground.
Let's do that.